playing that music there? What's going on, Wanda?
It just dropped out there. Go ahead. You're back. We're back.
All right, Wanda. No, that's all right. So, Wanda, now, how come you and Polo can't go with me to Supercar Saturday?
Because Polo is in a little TV show. It's called Cooking for Canines.
Okay, so now is Polo going to dress up for that? I know he's got a
whole
bunch of formal wear.
He gets a little chef outfit, and we cook up some food for the dogs and have a good party. My good friend Chef Lolly throws these doggy parties, and now she has a little YouTube TV show.
Would you please take a photo and post it?
I will do.
Oh, that's going to be great. So let me tell you. So let's talk about this now, Wanda. We've been here. We've been doing the show. We got now our crossover with Chris. I'm going to give a high five to Chris. That's right. Chris and his whole team, they make it so great. And now we're creating the family. It's the Warren Henry family. Soon we're going to have the 880 AM family.
That sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Well, I like this. And, you know, Gary Johnson, who follows me, Gary was actually the person. High five. Oh, before we get any further.
I love my Thursday guys.
Yeah, we are terrific, aren't we? And you know, when they were inaugurating Nikki Fried, our Florida State Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Affairs, as a person I kind of know well. When they were inaugurating her, they go, who's going to do the invocation? I don't know. I'm sitting there. Oh my gosh, it's Nikki Fried. Oh, I'm so happy. I'm so excited. Oh, look at the people. It's Nikki Fried. And they go, and now for the invocation, the Reverend Gary Johnson.
Praise be.
Oh, it was a hallelujah moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hallelujah. I did hear the angels sing, and Gary Johnson walked out. Walked out, so all right, so my friends can hear me. I got that saying, hey, I'm rocking the Facebook thing. So Gary was out there, and I yelled, yo, Gary Johnson. He kind of knew that was coming.
Yeah.
Kind of knew that was coming, but he had to be the Reverend Gary Johnson. You know, and that's
Reverends
what's really
like to
cool.
have fun.
No, I love Gary. Gary's got a good positive energy. He's got great stuff that he does. Chris Corey's got great energy, too. We got to get Rich Rothman on Thursdays, and then it'd be a home run on Thursdays.
He's doing a lot of radio, that Rich Rothman.
Rich Rothman is my man. He's one of my mentors. One of my mentors. I'm going to give another shout out. I want to talk right now to all the folks that have been listening up in Atlanta. I want to thank you so much for listening in Atlanta, getting all those high fives from you. You know, it seems like we're having a little problem on the audio. If it is, anybody having audio problems on Facebook Live, you just go to bit.ly /, the one on the question mark page, Jim Live, and you'll hear it clear as a bell there.
It's just really loud.
Huh?
It's really loud. I might just need to try.
That.
No, I'll do it. You do the radio show.
I know. I know how to do the Facebook part. It's just I saw it was twisted up there, but I didn't want to mess with it. Somebody must have been deaf listening to it earlier. So we've had a great time. We're going to be talking today about stress. It's real important today because one of the bigger problems with health is stress. Most of the issues that you have with health come from stress, no matter what it is. You just turn the button down just a little, it'll be okay. It was over arcing, I think, is the technical term. And so wanted to hopefully fix that for our Facebook fans, the thousands and thousands of people who watch on Facebook, including my big friend Jim, who does all the flying on his jet and helping all the people. Sir Jim, he knows who I'm talking about if he's listening. High five to Sir Jim for saving all the people. Couldn't get the food into Venezuela for some reason. I guess that the guy in Venezuela is still having a problem with the food. It also, there's the dial on the top. You push that down. I'll do that at the break. So, you know, I've just really been out there trying to find the right thing to project the positive energy that's required out there. You know, my Facebook thing says I'm a positive energy force, bringing positive energy to the world. I really work hard at doing that. I was at the BizNow event earlier today. We were talking about opportunity zones. I really saw some great people there. It was tremendous. And I do want to give a high five to my friend Adriano, who's been running the BizNow programming out here for a while. I want to thank him for partnering with us for all these years, and now he's going to be working the programming and events and doing real estate deals out of the Citadel. You go, what the heck is the Citadel? The Citadel is in, you got to call it Little Haiti. It's at 82nd and Northeast 2nd, or is that Northwest 2nd? Northeast 2nd. And it was just a tremendous thing. You drive up Northeast 2nd Avenue, your head explodes. You can't believe the stuff that's going on there. The most important thing, though, is we have to find a place so that the neighborhood isn't displaced. We have to make sure everybody can come together and live together in peace and harmony. Everybody can do their jobs. That's why one of the real important things I do is I really work hard to bring in apartment deals here in the central core of Miami so people can live and, you know, take some traffic off. Whenever I'm driving around in the car and it's trafficking, my mom always goes to me, Jim, it's your fault. The traffic is your fault. Well, really, it's not. It's all of our faults, you know. And Mom, I try to be better. You know, I haven't really honked my horn or flashed my lights in 2 days, Mom. I've been a good boy. So I hope everybody else out there is being a good person and trying to treat the person that's driving on the road next to them with respect, because the reality is we're all out there. We're in our cars. We become anonymous. It frees us to do things, and you should just be careful out there. You don't want to meet anybody that's bad doing that road rage thing. So just stay calm, be out there, be positive, give positive energy out. And if you're stressful, stick with us, because we're going to talk about how to mitigate the stress in your life. We're going to talk about mindfulness. And there is mindfulness exercises that you can do in your car. We've done them here on the show. It's not about closing your eyes. It's about being where you are in that place, in your car. And if somebody is giving you a hard time, they're outside your space. Draw a little golden circle around yourself and make that your private space. And don't let anybody else give you a hard time, because if they do, they're the one that's creating the bad thing for you. You're playing into their hand. They're the one that's late. They're the one that's got the bad vibe. They're the one that's got the bad energy. Don't let them share that bad energy with you. What do you think about that, Wanda?
I think it all makes sense, really, because why do you let other people control your emotions?
You really shouldn't. You really should just be focused on yourself. You should be focused on the things that are important to you. And what I found is if you're in a lot of stress and you're driving around and you're really crazy and you have a moment out there, about 15 minutes later when you're back home, you're kind of embarrassed, kind of really don't feel good about that. So really it's about avoiding that post-traumatic experience feeling. Instead, just be calm, drive in the road. You could change lanes. You don't have to slalom through everything. You just change lanes if you need to.
Put on some music.
Oh, you know, I listen to the Spot Channel. I listen to the Spot Channel and I listen to my podcasts. You know, you've gotten me now into the habit of listening to the old Freedom Business stuff, which is really actually good. I like that.
You like the show?
I do like the show for some reason.
Thanks for listening.
I like the person that's on with Jim Freed, too. She's pretty awesome.
Oh, he is a good guy, too.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, we're going to have more self-congratulation and more backslapping and backpatting after this message. Stay calm in the car. I'm trying to keep it a little calmer for everybody today. No stress. It's the No Stress Freed On Business show this week. And we're going to talk about mindfulness. We're going to talk about stress reduction. We're going to talk about wellness. We're going to give you some tips, so stick with us. It's going to be stuff that you can put to work today that will absolutely make your life better today, tomorrow, and in the future, because there's nothing better than getting along better with yourself. So Wanda, no stress, no anxiety. Let's play some good music and let's come on back. Sunlight's up the daytime.